We continue on in our message series this weekend. This is for everyone. And this weekend is all about joy. And a big band helps you experience joy in a unique way. And you can't help but smile. It's the kind of smile you get when you look into the eyes of a child as they contemplate the magic of Christmas. Or when you smell your favorite Christmas food baking in the oven. You know what I'm talking about, right? Or when you're the recipient of a random act of kindness or generosity that this season often encourages. Our family has experienced that this December. We're grateful. Or when you see the mall Christmas tree light up for the first time of the season. Or when you look at all those extravagant Christmas lights on houses in the neighborhood, equating to the light of joy. You know, we got started a little late on decorating our house for Christmas this year because of some unforeseen family travel, but we got it done. I gave up putting lights on the outside of our house a few years ago when I spent a cold day risking my life on our rooftop, freezing my Christmas spirit off, only to have my then 7-year-old step back at the end of the day when it got dark and said, "Great job, Dad, but not as good as the neighbors."
Oh man, that's rough.
Done, not doing that again, bah humbug. Until this year, I discovered motion projected lights. Anybody been to Ace Hardware lately? Who's into those? Simply plug and point and Clark Griswold, eat your Christmas loving heart out. So I'm out front experimenting with my laser beams. And I think, you know, light is a powerful thing, isn't it? Drives out darkness. Darkness can never drive out the light. We have flash lights, not flash darks. The only reason to live in the darkness is if you haven't opened the door to light. The light of life, the light of joy, the kind of light the angel blazed to some shepherds in a field in Luke 2, declaring, "I bring good news that will cause great joy." And this is for everyone. And not a big band tree lighting Christmas food kind of joy. That's happy joy. Happy joy relies on happiness. Happiness relies on happenings. And often, I don't know if you've realized this yet, but our happenings can bring such unhappiness. Happy joy can be blown away in an instant. I sat this past week with a neighbor who's got brain cancer and the tumors are growing. I heard a story of tragic child abuse a couple of weeks ago. A few weeks ago in our family, we grieved and said goodbye to a family member. Happenings. This room is full of happenings that can blow happy joy away. Oh, the joy the angel was talking about comes from the Greek word chara, which describes an inner gladness, delight, and rejoicing that goes down deep beyond the decoration, smiles, and smells. It's rooted in spiritual realities. Gives us an inner confidence and a depth of assurance that ignites a cheerful heart. That kind of joy isn't an experience that relies on favorable experiences. Chara joy, that's a gift from God the Father through His Son, Jesus, to His kids. Behold, I bring great tidings of joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born. Or as the prophet Isaiah, back in the Old Testament, foretold, Rick talked about the prophets last week, chapter 9, those living in darkness have seen a great light. Jesus later described Himself in John 8 as the light of the world. Whoever follows will not live in darkness, but have the light of life. So this Christmas season, let the lights invite you to something much deeper. An inner joy, grace, forgiveness, new beginnings. Darkness be gone. The light has come into our darkest moments, our darkest places, giving us hope. Life, the light of life, who for the joy set before Him endured the cross.